Tyrone manager Mickey Hart has stuck with experience as the Ulster champions begin the defence of their title on Sunday at Casement Park. Veteran forwards Brian Doher and Stephen O'Neill return, the Clannagale duo defying the odds once again, returning from injury to take up their places. O'Neill's at full forward alongside Marty Penrose and Owen Mulligan, a formidable looking full forward line it is, as Doher returns to captain the side at number 10. The importance of those players not lost on manager Hart.
I'm really delighted now that these men are available again to us, and it's, you know, I think everybody in Tyrone is delighted that Brian Doher has been able to perform the way he can, and to see him doing that again at this stage of his career is a real bonus for everybody.
Justin and Joe McMahon are back from injury as well. Justin takes up the position at full back. He'll be flanked there by Kelly Clougher, Joe Dermy Carlin and debutant Marty Swift. In the absence of Conor Gormley, Ryan McMenamin takes over the mantle of number 6, while Davy Hart and Philip Jordan join him in the half-back line, while Kevin Hughes replaces Aidan Casty at midfield. He'll be joined there by Colm Kavanagh. The young guns, Peter Hart, Kyle Coney and Niall McKenna, all All-Ireland minor winners from 2008, are named amongst the subs, as Tyrone attempt to get off to a winning start against a good Antrim side. Keen perhaps to progress, keen as well to exorcise the demons of a poor league run.
Yeah, that's true. I suppose the league didn't work out very good for us. We never set out to be relegated, and I suppose we had a few good performances, and we had good performances within other games that didn't go well for us. But this is the championship now, and I suppose the big question was Antrim had a good year last year. They got promotion, and then they got to the Ulster final for the first time in, I think, 39 years. So the question was, could they continue that form? And the answer is very emphatically yes, because they got promotion again. Even though they lost the league final, they've still made huge progress. They have an All-Ireland champion club team to call on. A lot of their players there will be very confident now with their medals in their pockets. So yes, it's a tall order, and I suppose when the draw was made, Antrim were in Division 3 and we were in Division 1. Now we're both in the same division, so it is very much a more level playing field, and we have to be at our best if we want to make progress.
Injuries though cast a shadow earlier on in the build-up to this encounter.
It's very unfortunate, particularly for Aidan Cassidy now, who was making great progress and a serious player for us, and we were really looking forward to him being a big player this year, and now he's got the setback with a dislocated ankle. But we have to just accept these things and do the best we can. Obviously Conor Gormley too was a huge loss when you put the two together, but on the brighter side, I suppose Brian Doher's been making great progress and he's back and looking very strong again. Stephen O'Neill's back there. Justin McMahon's got over his injury, which he had from the Galway game, and he's back in full training now, and Joey's got over the injury he got against Dublin. So it's not all bad news, but we could do without those setbacks, definitely.
The league campaign behind them, Tyrone have worked tirelessly behind the scenes in the past couple of weeks.
Well, without a doubt, the players are hugely dedicated, and the whole backup staff, everybody is just focused on doing the best we can in this Ulster Championship. And it doesn't happen on the day we go out and play the game, it happens all the while, and I'm very pleased with the energy, effort and attitude that everybody has. And if we bring that kind of attitude onto the pitch, then we'll certainly be very difficult to beat.
Tyrone are the champions, but perhaps the Tyrone support have over the past couple of years become more hungry for national success. It all starts on Sunday. The Tyrone Supremo says that the Ulster Championship, though, is still very special.
Of course it's very important, because we're not coming down with Ulster titles in Tyrone, and it's only in recent years that we've been able to get our hands on a number of them. So we cherish every Ulster title. We believe that the Ulster Championship's a great competition, and we certainly want to defend our title, and I don't care, you know, what people think of it or make of it. And of course, because of the standards we set for ourselves in the last number of years, people expect nearly an All-Ireland every time we go out, and if we could do that it'd be brilliant, and we'd love to do it and we'll try to do it. But in the meantime, an Ulster title is a serious trophy to win, and we'll be doing our best to try and hold on to it.